This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Touch the feel, the fabric of our life. Love cotton, the fabric of our life.
That's right.
Of a dream. Believe, rhyme, I give up.
Ooh.
Jasmine, are you kidding me? Why didn't she the
Heimer, are you kidding me? Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with
Brandon.
Maddie, put this in the
I will, CD. Maybe.
Put it a comment or something. Everyone needs to see the link to this. Right?
I don't really have
You're
any.
You'll put
place.
It in the comment.
What?
You're gonna pin it.
Can you introduce yourself, sir?
Sam.
Yes.
Everyone also Jasmine. Her, yeah. Jasmine okay. Sullivan.
And Jazz.
And Jasmine.
Jazz, friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod, shout out.
Love her.
Jasmine, you killed the cotton song. That's the greatest. It's one of the greatest songs ever made. I think Pink did it too.
She really sang on that one.
She didn't have right to do that.
Have you guys seen that video of somebody standing on Pink's stomach as she belts out this huge note and she kills it? But then the news reporter is still standing on her stomach, so she's like, get off!
No.
So she does this huge line, like one of her really popular songs. And then the news reporter is like, oh my God, that's so crazy. And she's like, get off!
I really want to see that.
I absolutely want to see that. Pink's like on a level of... I'm mad at the reporter.
Read the room.
Read the room, reporter. She's clearly done with the note. The reporter's like, really good. Still standing there.
I'm impressed.
That is pretty good. Pink's dying, turning red.
Pink's turning pink.
What do you need? Pink's turning
red.
Here it is. I got that.
Why is this happening?
Steph.
You gotta get off.
You gotta get off.
Wait, this is so good.
Why were we doing that in the first place?
Come on.
Come on.
You gotta get off.
She was fighting. Oh my God.
Oh. Oh. Not that crick in your neck. Sorry, my phone just really couldn't
get
let go.
Go. Like, look at the story.
You really tried to get her.
I did.
You did.
Because I saw it as soon as she was.
I was
saying,
looking.
Yeah. Can't let go.
You gotta get off.
You gotta get off.
I mean, she was straining to get that one out.
Imagine capturing that and you're just like trying to hold in a laugh.
And then that's a fart for sure.
That's a fart.
You're coming out with a fart. There's no way you're not farting in that situation.
What did we say? Oh, can't let go.
Can't let go. Who's that?
So...
No.
This one comes from r/comfortlevelpod.
Hey.
Yay!
This one is more of like an advice thing.
Okay.
And potential grooming.
Oh.
Okay.
We did miss something though. Can we talk
to subscribers? Tell us what is on your mind. Can we talk to subscribers? r/comfortlevelpod.
That was really good.
Come on.
Really good. In here,
like. Can't let go of an old friend. This all starts when I, 17, was 12. In middle school, my friends were talking about his Discord server they were all a part of, and me being young and not knowing the horrors of the app joined. I was mostly kept safe from the weirdos and creeps by staying in the smaller circle of friends from school, but something changed when I got into an older anime and started getting invited to communities relating to said anime. The most impactful of these two servers was a roleplay server and an extremely small friend server. The former of these two definitely had its own set of stories, topped off with uncomfortable relationships and interactions between literally children in middle school and fully grown adults well over the age of 18.
Oh my God.
But I'm going to focus on the latter. I joined this roleplay server that my friends from school were a part of, and I made some friends. Nothing really happened in the first few months of my stay there. That was until the oldest member of the group, I'll call them Kay, broke it off with their close friend. Me and Kay, who was 18 at the time, used to DM infrequently. Small things like TikToks and memes, but never full-blown combos. We did, however, have a mutual friend who brought us closer together. Me and Kay started talking more and slowly but surely became best friends. Some background, I was and still am very troubled in a sense. My mental health has periods where it's extremely poor, and in those moments, I have a tendency to cling to other people. During this time period, my brother, who I viewed highly, up and left my life, leaving me a wreck and in search of someone to fill his place. Alongside this, me and my mother were at odds with one another, but that'll make more sense later on in the story.
Oh.
When you're one of Kay's closest friends, he lets you into his life in the most personal ways imaginable. You knew about his first and last name, you knew about his family and his pet chihuahua, how he was a math teacher, and you generally felt special because he told you that you were. I didn't notice it, but generally he had friends under the age of 16, even when he turned 19 and later 20. Kay was usually pretty nice and understanding and didn't exactly want to listen to your problems unless you wanted advice, which is fine. This sort of attitude of his bled into my issues with my mother, which put an even further wedge between us as I constantly had him and other friends commenting on how bad of a person she was. He essentially helped me cut my own mother off and had me counting the seconds until she was done talking so that I could run away to the safety of his messages and tell him about everything that she said. A year or so passes, and while he doesn't do anything outright creepy before, he starts now. In between putting me down for small offenses and making a show of out of my mental health issues, he would take me to a private Discord server or DMs and do sexually charged role plays with me. It didn't go very far, but the fact that it happened has affected me greatly in the future. It all ended around Thanksgiving, 1 year after I had yet another mental breakdown, and told him that his constant berating and putting me down and being generally rude to me was making me upset. After a night of calling, it would usually end up with him DMing me that I made him upset or annoyed, and me apologizing for it, only to be told that he didn't want an apology, but just for me to do better. I tried to make him proud, and I tried to be better, but I just didn't know what he wanted from me, so things ended between us. After that, I spent weeks depressed and searching for new friends, because when he cut somebody off, nobody he knew could be associated with them. After some searching, I found a group of friends, and I started my sophomore year and tried to get over it. Here's where I got to my biggest dilemma, whether or not I should get over this whole thing. There are some smaller things that I definitely left out, him regressing as a trauma response and making me take care of him, him calling me when he had pneumonia and crying on the phone in the middle of the night. But sometimes I can go about my day only to be reminded of something he did and my mood will plummet. Not only that, but his words about me being a nuisance and annoying have stuck with me up to this day. It's so hard to break out of the cycle, being fine and then suddenly remembering him. I guess this is more of a asking for advice post, but yeah. So she's basically saying she had this person in her life who was really toxic to her, and she still is like attached to them, which really sucks because it sounds like he was like gaslighting her. It sounded like maybe love bombing in the beginning and then devaluing her, isolating her from her friends. Like, oh my gosh, she was doing everything. Like, And then eventually the sexual messages, which is crazy because they are now 17 and it started when they were 12.
So what's your advice?
My advice?
Yeah.
I guess my advice would be to OP is to potentially, if you can, block them. Because no matter what's happening, the feelings that you're going through, you're always going to have them. Like, because you're slowly removing people from your life that don't need to be there. And the friends that they're friends with, you don't need to be their friends either if they're willing to cut you off just like that too. This person sounds really toxic and he was taking advantage of you when you're at a vulnerable moment in your life. You've even admitted that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best thing to do is just let time take its course. But I feel like, I don't know where you would, and maybe you guys can help me with this, but I don't know where you would get better friends because you obviously do need a support system because like you said, he kind of isolated you away from your own family.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know, maybe getting into other communities and potentially finding friends, maybe not in Discord if you think that there's potentially people that are going to prey on you there. But yeah. Just try and isolate yourself from him as much as possible. Even though it hurts now what he's doing to you.
Right.
If you can stay away from that, that's going to benefit you in the long run.
Yeah. And I think just like what Maddie said, it is going to, it really just takes time. Because I think she mentioned that, you know, she looks at things or it just reminds her of him. That will very much be the reality in the beginning. But like with time, you know, as you live your life, it slowly just, you kind of get a little bit more of it back.
It affects you less and less.
Yeah. So, I mean, really time, I would say. And actually cutting herself off from him.
Yeah.
Because you can't really move on from something that you're still currently in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so for that to actually work, she would have to just be done with him. And to get more friends, to find more friends. And I'm really finding out that you really do just have to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just do things that you like to do. Maybe different, like you said, different communities. But really just getting herself out there.
And you see it, OP. I know you see it because you're the one that's saying all this stuff.
Right.
You're saying he's isolating me. Mm-hmm. He made my relationship with my mom more rocky. He's making me feel bad about myself.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was just like, I'm kind of coming with the terms of it, or you're just seeing it now. I think you're moving in the right direction because you're able to see all of the red flags that he was doing to you. And you're just like, I'm still attached to him. It's just going to take time.
Yeah. And she's still young too. So,
yeah.
You know, I think Sam said it once, reread your own story. You'll see all the stuff that is going bad and you think about the glory days and then reread your story. And if you have those same feelings, this is us telling you this, the best advice is probably just to cut it off. But if you reread your own story, I mean, just like everybody else was saying, like you were saying everything that's wrong with it. You know what's wrong.
Right.
It's just a matter of doing it. I saw a video and it said, it was this lady talking. It was like motivational stuff, but she was just like, choose your level of hard. Either way, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
If you stay with him, it's going to be hard because you feel emotionally attacked all the time. You don't know what to feel at times. But if you leave, it's going to be hard. Either way, it's going to be hard. But if you leave, you still have a future.
Right.
With this, it's like he's destroying the relationships around you. And there's no benefit for you in this. If you leave, there's still a benefit for you to learn and grow as a person. And like, you know, you're 17. I know Facebook is not a thing for people like our age.
Dang, that sounds like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, but yeah, no, I don't know. Like they have like groups or like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like just there's different ways. Or like if you're really into the animes, you could stream or like post TikToks about it. You know, there's plenty of ways to insert yourself into communities.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're already used to it. I wouldn't say the internet's like. There is the risk of the internet being a dangerous place, but I mean, you're kind of in a dangerous situation.
Right.
Already. You might as well just try to distance yourself from that one and at least try for something.
And it's something you're able to recognize in the future of like, okay, these are all the tactics that were used against me by this person.
Yeah.
Because if you're still in that vulnerable state, there might be a lot of people as you put yourself out there who are like, I know I can attach myself to you and I can feed off of you. I can feed off of your energy. So you take all these points that you're saying, read back the story, take all these points that you're saying about this person. And even though you're still attached to them, as you go and hopefully create more friends in different communities, be more wary of the people that you have in your life of like, okay, are you potentially love bombing me? Are you trying to separate me from all my friends and family except for you? Are you trying to make me reliant on you?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take those things into account because you're like, okay, this is happening to me before. I know what to do and I know what their goal is and I know that that's not good for me and I need to separate myself from them.
Yeah.
And my advice for OP is knowing that you're in this cycle, don't beat yourself up for it, for feeling like you feel like you want to be close to them. Cause I feel like that's what keeps people in the cycle where they're like, I know they're bad, but I feel this feeling to still want to be near them. So then I feel like I deserve this because I'm feeling this way. You're like, no, this is a natural thing. You might want things that is not good for you. Don't beat yourself over. It's just like, yep, I'm still moving through this process and I don't deserve this. Mm-hmm. Even if I'm feeling this way, this is just a part of my body desiring something that's not good for it. Mm-hmm. So don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is necessarily a right way to think about it, but sometimes when you're in a hard, at least when I'm in a hard situation, sometimes when I think about like my feelings towards certain things, I kind of treat it like a craving. Like, you know, cravings are so fickle. Like like I could say something. What's something you really want?
Funyuns.
What's something you want?
I want to go to sleep.
You want to go to sleep? No, it was like food.
Oh, I want water.
You want water? Thirsty. Yeah. What's something else you would want?
Canes.
Did you see how fast that switched?
You're fickle, Maddie.
Just real, real fickle.
I want to sleep. I want water and I want canes. I'm sorry.
I really could go for a Papa John's pizza.
Interesting. My brother wanted to have some of that the other day. He was like, take and bake, Maddie, take and bake. I'm like, okay.
So did my dad. My dad loves Papa John's.
Papa John's is really good.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Hold on. I have no respect for Papa John's.
Yeah, but like just the fillings.
Who are you, Godfathers?
The
Little Caesars.
The fillings is just like, it's so quick to change. And like your fillings, it won't be as quick as a craving is to change, but in like certain situations, like, okay, I'm feeling this way, but just know that it can change eventually.
Am I the asshole for kicking my 72-year-old mother-in-law out of the house at night because she threw away my things?
Oh my God.
You don't sound great.
That's why I'm like, there are some people do have privileges and old people have the right to not be kicked out in the middle of the night.
Don't sound great. You don't not sound like the asshole.
Not grandma.
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt and listen to the story, but it's not looking great.
You gotta wait till the
not
day.
Looking good.
Watch it be like, oh, it was Christmas time.
Like
in the cold? You know her knee's gonna be finished after that.
You know they feel it before they even get in the cold. Her, I know her
arthritis.
Bones.
Have you heard of it?
I know they was cricketing down the street. Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah. Am I the asshole for kicking my 72-year-old mother-in-law out of the house at night because she threw away my things? I, 36 female, live with my husband, 41 male. I have a decent relationship with my mother-in-law compared to a lot of horror stories I hear from friends. She's quite sweet and warm. She is, however, a little over-controlling, overprotective. I'm not sure of the exact word, but she has a very strong idea about things and no sense of boundaries. For example, when she stays at our house, she takes over the kitchen completely and insists on cooking all of our meals. She cooks wonderfully, but she won't let me help her at all, and she puts everything away in the wrong places and then insists that her way is more logical. She only really comes for holidays, though, and I do like her a lot, so I don't mind putting up with these mild annoyances. I'm currently pregnant with our little girl, who will be born in a few months. This is a miracle. I really didn't think it would happen, especially so late. We got lucky. When my mother-in-law heard, she was super excited and she said she would come over to help us get ready for the baby. She offered to stay for the next 6 months or so to help out.
Offer?
6 months?
Because my husband and I both work long hours and it'll be hard to handle the baby on top of this. She's also pretty emotionally invested in this because she truly sees herself as part of our family. She arrived a few days ago and she set herself up and then she started with the cleaning. I like collecting things from garage sales and such, things like sculptures and books and baskets, stuff a lot of people would consider utter junk. Our house is completely overstuffed, but it's reasonably tidy and doesn't seem like a hoarder's house or anything. Okay. My mother-in-law, on the other hand, likes everything surgically clean. Yesterday, I came home from work to find the house was like a war zone. She went through my cabinets and cleared out everything she considered junk and apparently made several trips to Goodwill before I got home. I was really angry, and I asked her why she would ever do this. She said the house has to be tidy for the baby and that it would be dangerous for the baby to be in a cluttered home. Then she took the huge bag of stuff and tried to walk out the door. I kind of lost it, and I told her that she could get out right now. She was shocked that I was serious, and she said she doesn't have any place to go, and it's so late. It was about 9:30. I booked her a hotel room, and I called a taxi. My husband came home an hour later, and when I told him what happened, he was furious with me. He says that I disrespected his mother and was ungrateful for everything she's trying to do for us. Am I the asshole?
You booked her the taxi and the hotel night, so nice. I'm going to say no.
Penthouse.
That, yeah. No, because you don't get to like just go through my things.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and several bags.
Several bags.
And already had trips to Goodwill.
And you made several trips to Goodwill. Gone through my, rummaged your little paws through my things. And then insult my home. Go ahead and check out. It's time to check out.
Check in there and check out here.
Yeah, I feel like I'm gonna need you to clock
out. I need you to clock out right now, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
enough said.
She
enough
did her said. Due diligence, I feel like. I mean, she just didn't like throw out on the street. I feel like the husband needs to be supportive though. Like,
well, think of how you, if you came home and they're like, yeah, I
kicked told your mom out.
You kicked your mom out. Like, you come home from work.
Under the circumstances.
But you're just hearing the story like, yeah, I kicked your mom out.
I might be shocked. I would be shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to go see her then.
I have to go see my mom.
Yeah, I would have to go leave and see my mom.
The person who gave birth to me, you just kicked her out of the house.
I thought you guys had a good relationship.
Right.
You sent her to a hotel. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think she's the asshole, and I agree with what Sadie is saying, but also I'm like, if I was in the husband's shoes,
you're
I would
going
be upset.
To get mad.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't think you're the asshole, but I think his reaction makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be mad at the husband.
Yeah. So top comment, not the asshole, but you may want to consider what she did, why she did that. Your house may actually be cluttered with junk and she was helping.
They're on your side. They're on you nasty.
You dirty.
I, of course, don't have photos of your house in its previous state, but what she did was still an asshole move.
In its previous state?
That's a weird thing to say. That's weirdly specific. Is that?
That's the mom.
Yeah. That's
the mom's secretly commenting. Like, yeah, I don't think you're the asshole, but
I don't have pictures, but trust me, it was dirty.
It like.
Yeah.
And somebody else said, it doesn't make a difference. It's not her mother-in-law's problem to fix. There's nothing to fix. If she doesn't like the way the house is, then the mother-in-law needs to stay out. The fact that you're insinuating that her house is messy and she's a hoarder is insane. It's her house. And when the baby comes, there's going to be even more messes. And again, it's not the mother-in-law's place to do so or say anything about it. And then OP responds and she gives us a list of what junk is.
But no pictures.
No pictures.
No pictures.
Maybe top commenter's not too far off.
She won't show anything.
Yep. It's a list.
So a walk-in closet with a lot of thrifted clothes, some that I alter myself.
I need a picture because I don't
four
like that you
altered quilts
it.
In the walk-in closet.
Trash.
An antique wood desk with a typewriter that is admittedly just taking up space, but it's gorgeous.
Gross.
Antique.
Sell that.
Yeah.
A lot of wall art. None of it matches, which my mother-in-law hates, yep, but it's all hung up properly and intentionally. Two shelves of fancy china in the dining room.
Bad.
Which I never am going to use, but again, it's displayed purposely.
Ugly pattern. I know it
yes.
is.
A coin collection.
Oh!
In Ziploc bags in my closet.
Ugh. What?
Two ugly end tables.
Yeah, I know it's ugly.
Several. Are you the mother-in-law?
I'm on the mother-in-law's side on this.
Several rugs from garage sales that are in use and not just rolled up in a corner.
There's no such thing as a good rug from a garage sale.
two bookcases of books. You can never have too many books. And fine, books lying around on the coffee table, kitchen table, and couch.
He doesn't know how to read, so that's irrelevant.
A few shelves.
This is OP.
Yeah. A few shelves and said bookcases with family memorabilia and such.
That's
house plants. A lot of throw pillows that also don't match at all.
Oh, those are so inconvenient. Yeah.
A tree sculpture with Christmas ornaments.
She keeps going and making it worse.
A tree sculpture with Christmas ornaments and plants and pictures hung on it. Lamps on every table.
How much every longer is the list? Need,
so you got all these ugly end tables and you got ugly lamps sitting on top of each ugly table.
A geode collection. I don't even know what that is.
Like the rocks.
Okay.
Like a geology class.
Bro, just the go outside. The crystals
that you break in is like different rings.
And then this is cut off, but it says a spice rack with lots of different little spice bottles.
Oh, no.
And then too many dishes. It fits in two kitchen cabinets.
You're a hoarder. That's the definition right there, right?
Yeah.
I'm feeling
people
for
are
mother.
Changing their side now.
I was completely on her side before she kept talking.
I was on her side until Fine China came into.
Yeah, I'm like, I know that China's ugly. I know it's ugly.
Nothing good comes from Fine China.
So you're saying it's even. It could be either way.
Yeah.
I do think it's out of the pocket to just do it, to just do that. But looking at that list, I'm like, I would be angry. I'm like, I have to do something.
Antique typewriter that's just taking up space.
Just taking
and
up space.
And she knows
it's
it
cute,
is.
Though.
It's cute.
It's cute. It's curated.
I bet you that don't even
curated.
Fit the aesthetic of your house.
It probably doesn't.
That none of that sounded like it went together.
She definitely lives in a like millennial white mid-century modern home.
Ooh.
And then there's that antique typewriter.
That was really specific.
Well, you know.
I'm surprised she doesn't have like a wedding dress in there like this next story.
I knew she was going to do it.
You see me glaring at you the whole time as soon as you started talking?
Yeah, no. Your face went from, huh, I'm interested in what Maddie said to,
here we go.
Just
here
a little grudge. Yeah. Just like a little scrunch.
Here it is.
Here it is.
From, huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. She doesn't think anything we say is interesting, so I know this is a trick.
That's not true. But I was trying to transition.
Yeah. But I was.
Okay, so am I the asshole for going through my friend's closet to find my wedding dress?
What?
Brandon, what do you think about this?
Ooh.
Brandon, what do you think?
What do I think?
Wait, have you done
this?
Did this
happen? No.
Have you done this?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Then she must have reason to believe that her wedding dress is in her friend's closet.
Mm-hmm.
Why does she have reason to believe that?
Because her best friend was like, I'm going to steal your wedding dress.
I love it. Can I have it?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Gone.
Yeah.
I wonder if this is going to be like the story with the best friend that kept the wallet. That wouldn't give her wallet.
Yeah.
It's going to be something like that.
That's an OG story.
I think about that story a lot.
I was like, the audacity.
Is it like, I feel like it's going to be that type of story. Is it that type of story? Or like that type of dynamic?
It's kind of like that. Okay, am I the asshole for going through my friend's closet to find my wedding dress? 2 years ago, my husband and I were doing some renovations to our home. Ooh. I didn't want my wedding dress to get damaged or lost in the process, which, considering we did lose a few things during the renovation, I was right to be concerned. My friend offered to keep it in her closet until the renovations were done. After we finished, I asked my friend for the dress back. She kept saying she'd get back to me. I kept asking and she'd make up excuses. I found it weird. Now, my sister is getting married, and she wanted to wear the dress. This was our mother's dress, and we always agreed that we'd each wear it. I told my friend I needed it back. She claimed she couldn't find it. Mm. I was perplexed because how does it just get up and
you
walk
lost
away?
It?
She apologized and offered to pay me the price of the dress, which I turned down because it wasn't about money. The dress was sentimental, and I felt terrible. My sister couldn't wear it. My friend and her husband went away. I was there to water the plants and feed the dogs, and I decided to go look myself. The closet was very cluttered. I eventually found the dress.
Oh.
I could totally believe that she missed where it was and that she wasn't being malicious in the slightest. The box was tucked away behind a few larger ones containing seasonal clothes. I texted her saying, I found the dress, Instead of being happy for me, she asked why I rummaged through her closet.
She's a scammer.
I said I just wanted to double check. She told me I had no right to go through her things.
Your friend's a scammer.
Oh, no.
I said that because of her clutter, my sister almost didn't get to wear a dress that she always dreamed of. My friend told me that I could have asked her to look again, but I pointed out that it took her 2 years to even look in the first place.
2 years?
Am I the asshole?
No!
No! Girl, you go and get that dress.
2 years is much too long.
It was a dress rescue operation, and it had to be done.
She shouldn't have even said anything. Just to see if she's like, oh, hey, did you
find an exact replica to the dress? Or
I really hope they are not friends, because I don't want to be friends with anybody like that. That's so grimy.
Yeah.
That's so grimy. I ask you, hey, can I have my stuff back?
No.
And you take your time?
2 years?
You make excuses?
Yeah. Meanwhile, the sister's like, my wedding's coming up. And you're like, I'm trying, but you're waiting 2 years? I'm fighting you before we...
I'm sorry, but is there some malice in this?
Yeah, she said it wasn't malicious. And then I'm like, the reaction tells
me
everything.
The reaction is suspect.
You're malicious. Yeah. That was malicious. Behind other bigger boxes?
You would think the friend would be happy.
I think that's the thing that threw me off, is the fact that she wasn't happy. Because it's like, yeah, if you genuinely like were like, oh, I literally couldn't find it.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you found it.
Yes, thank God you found
it. Happened.
Yes. And sorry it took me 2 years to find it. But the fact that she's like, what are you looking through my stuff for?
It's malicious. You don't have an infinite closet. It's not miles and miles long. You can find this dress.
But people were asking in the comments. They agreed. What did you just say?
It was malicious because of the boxes?
No, something you said before.
Oh.
But there's people in the comments were saying, people were being like, why would she want the wedding dress? And that's what I'm trying to figure out, too, because it's like she's already married.
Want the wedding dress? Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have any sentimental value to her.
Did she ask to borrow it?
Yeah, because that's where people were. Well, no, because remember the renovations
store it.
And they're like,
the store it, and then like, can I get it back?
Yeah, so it's like, where do you think the maliciousness is in that? If it's like, she has no reason to have this dress. And I'm not saying you guys are wrong, because I think her reaction is like weird, but it's like, why does she want the dress? And I'm even confused. I'm like, why do you want that dress?
So it still could be. It could be not malicious. Like, I genuinely didn't find this dress.
But because, also, don't look through my stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because I can see the reaction where you were just supposed to water my plants. Why are you going through my closet? But I think you lost that as soon as the dress was found. Like, you lost the high ground when you're like, this dress lasted.
Yeah, because I feel like if she didn't find anything, then it'll be like, why are you? But the fact that she found it, it's like, oh.
That's what people were saying in the comments that you mentioned was, they said, you should have never even said anything.
Yeah.
Just let her go crazy thinking that she really did lose it. And now you have a dress back.
She doesn't care that she lost it. It's been 2 years and she didn't really search. Yeah. I don't think she cares whether she lost it or not. A wedding dress that's sentimental, you're like, I'll just pay you money for it?
Yeah.
You should have took the money, searched the apartment, found the dress, never said anything. You come up richer and you got a dress.
So you think it's just the principle of don't look at my stuff?
Yeah, I think that's why she's... I'm hoping that's why she's mad. Because I'm on the page. Why would she want to keep it?
Yeah.
So that part is weird. So it has to be like it was a genuine mistake, and then she gets mad that you went in through her closet.
Yeah. The only thing though, why haven't all those box? Like, okay,
you think she was hiding it?
Yeah, I think she was hiding it because that's like one of the. Like, she's going there to water the plants.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, if she finds it, she would not go this deep into the closet. So we'll leave it a mess, put the boxes behind it.
Oh.
Because then it's like,
we do need her to water our plants, but we need to cover our tracks.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, that's really bad.
But then again, that whole, what would she gain from the dress?
You're just finding your friend is a villain. Like, your friend hated you, and this was finally the way they could take it out on you.
Oh, or unless it's like one of those things where it's like you wait until they forget about it, and then you act on it. Like, and she's waiting to sell it or something.
You think she was...
Well, I don't know. Spear sizing.
I feel like the biggest thing that it has to be is the fact that she was like, you're looking through my stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's, again, it's like, I don't know why she would sell it, because she's like, I'll pay you the money for the dress.
True.
That's why I'm like, she secretly hates her, and this is a way, like, I'm going to ruin this thing.
I don't know if she hates her.
I mean, if it's the principle of, if we're going to call out principle, you said that you want to keep my stuff. Mm-hmm. We had that agreement. You say that you lose my stuff, that you just have no idea, like, where it is.
Two years.
You're being weird about it.
Yeah.
And for 2 years, not one time did it cross your mind that, hey, maybe the friend should come over and help me look.
Yeah.
Because, like, then that's a safe ground.
Your friend is being weird about it. So if you're, like, dragging your feet, like, in it, like, you're being weird about it. Now I have reason to believe that you took it. Like, you stole it. Why would you want to have it? I don't know. But now I have reason to believe that you just take my stuff. So while I'm watering your plants, you know what? I'm gonna forget the morality of it all.
I'm going to take matters in my own
hands.
I was right about it.
Yeah, and I get that.
Because you know what? Right. You kind of slighted me first.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that whole intuition thing, it's and karma, 2 years. You couldn't even look for my dress.
We all know what they say about karma. And I found my dress on top of that.
It's a dark club like this next door.
Yes!
I like that.
That was good.
I was going to say something along the lines of, like, her closet is like a dark club, so you can't find it. But then he's like, karma. And I'm like, hey, I watch Jersey Shore. I know about karma.
Gym tan laundry.
Karma.
I did my favorite part where, like, it's t-shirt time.
You know, I never watched Jersey Shore.
You know what's crazy? Looking back, watching Jersey Shore and realizing, even now, the guys were such dicks.
Oh yeah,
they're so mean like to women. They're so like misogynistic. Like, it's really bad. It's like, because I watched it growing up and I thought it was totally okay. And even think about, like, Sammy and Ronnie's relationship. I'm like, that was totally fine. It was so bad, so toxic.
Was it? It gave me fairy tale princess.
Well, go back and watch it again.
I'll watch it again.
It's on Hulu. Okay, so this comes from...
Wait, hold on.
Wait, can I actually get a drink?
We got Hulu on this TV.
We'll just watch the first episode. I'm like, this is what we're talking about.
And I'm like...
Today I effed up by going on a date with somebody I met in a dark club.
Oh.
I think that you did. You probably did great.
She probably did great. A few weeks ago, I met Max while out at a club for a birthday party. He was so cute and tall and had a raspy voice and a British accent. My weakness.
Whoa, was that a moan?
That was a moan.
From who?
Sam.
Yeah.
Did you hear
I didn't
Sam?
Hear that.
That was unfiltered, okay?
That was sincere. British raspy voice. He's tall and he's handsome.
Sam lost control of himself.
Yo!
You're like, hey, babe. My voice is raspy.
Can I buy you drinks?
Yeah.
Hi, Dane and I.
I'm tall.
She's like, oh.
Tall and handsome.
My name's Paul and I'm tall. Call me Tall Paul.
Tall Paul. And we spent a good amount of time that night just talking and chilling. We ended up exchanging numbers before my group left. We texted pretty consistently for a few days and planned a date. Archery and drinks. When I arrived
that's a horrible combination.
Shouldn't have done that.
That is horrible.
First and last date. You're dead.
When I arrived at the range, I saw Max in the light of day, and I knew that I had made a mistake.
That type of dark club. Okay. Yeah. Somebody needed to turn on them damn lights.
Max in the dark, he's like, and then she's like, the sexiest man I've ever seen.
He's in light. Just...
And there's a complete shadow. She's like, that sliver.
Upside, he was actually cuter than I remembered.
Okay, good.
Downside, he was most definitely a she.
Oh!
The boobs were unmistakable in her top, albeit pretty androgynous. Okay. After a little bit of combo, I confirmed that she definitely identified as a female and is a lesbian. I explained that I was straight and I thought she was a guy, and she luckily laughed it off. Apparently it's happened before. We still ended up finishing our date and had a great time. We hung out.
Made love.
We hung out multiple times since then. I've since introduced her to a friend who's actually a lesbian, and they really hit it off, and they have been going on a few dates. My friend has been roasting me for weeks, but I gained a friend, and my friend gained a potential girlfriend, so I really can't complain.
That's really cute.
Am I the asshole for being in love with the person I set
She's
up with
the real matchmaker, Sam.
She's like, I'm actually in love, but I am a lesbian too, and I've realized. So this, how's this Tifu?
Yeah,
she effed up by going on a date with somebody that she met in a dark club.
So this really, you guys know how I'm watching Shameless right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
This 100% reminds me of Butterface.
Never
Does
seen Shameless.
Anybody remember that?
Butterface.
Have you seen this?
Is he like a blonde guy?
Who is he with?
Frank, he was sleeping with this woman.
Oh, wait. Oh, keep going.
And it was like, she has nice ass, nice tits, but her face.
Oh, butter face. Yeah.
He was trying to get her pension because she was about to die.
He was.
Because of her heart.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Yes, butter face.
Oh, wow.
That's just what this made me think of.
But it's not. It's like, you're just an attractive person of a gender that I wasn't
attracted
to.
The fact that it was that she was a woman that really just threw me.
Mm-hmm.
That was a shocker. That was very unexpected.
Max is ugly.
No, Max is cuter than she
thought.
She
was like, Max was hideous.
But Max has boobs. So
Max is Shane from the L word.
A woman?
That's
Max.
The waist that he said.
That's who Max is.
A lot of people go weak for Shane.
You see Shane in the dark, you're like, yeah, that's a boy.
Yeah, that's a guy.
And then you come and you're like, no, that's
Shane.
A girl, and she's rizzing me so hard, and I'm lesbian now.
Yeah.
I will go on this archery date, and I will drink.
That's when you should have known. Who picked the archery date?
Archery? Archery and alcohol? Archery and alk.
Crazy combination, first of all.
Double A's.
Double A.
So would you take... Is Cheesecake Factory more acceptable, or is archery and
not the Cheesecake Factory?
I would literally take archery over the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, I would take the risk of both.
You know what's crazy? I recently realized that people like Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake
Factory.
Where
we're from, we don't like Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory. I was telling Sam.
I'm from where you're from.
You like Cheesecake Factory?
I like Cheesecake Factory.
I was telling Sam.
Who are
they? They have everything, the whole wide world on their menu. I'm like, dude.
But it's mid, she said.
It is mid, and it's expensive.
You just need like 15 really good dishes.
It's not worth the price.
It's not bad.
It's not worth their attitudes when they come and talk to me.
Because they're stressed from this giant menu. They're like, people are ordering a thousand different things and we have to all make it.
All
back
I have
here.
To say is when I order my $15 to $20 chicken fettuccine Alfredo and I can tell that the chicken is frozen grilled chicken, I'm going to be upset.
Yeah.
I can taste that it's frozen.
Yeah.
And the Alfredo sauce is a pre-made sauce.
Yeah.
And I paid how much money for this?
Made well.
Why would you trust
too
a
much
place
money
where
for
you
that.
Can go get chicken fettuccine Alfredo and orange chicken in the same menu.
And what the hell is going on with that aesthetic? What is their aesthetic?
It's fancy food coloring.
Is that bougie?
That's all it is.
And noodles and sauces.
Oh, I can easily add noodles to it.
And ham. Okay, chicken fettuccine Alfredo, orange chicken, hamburgers and tacos. Why would you trust that? Why would you trust any of that?
There's synergy there where these recipes are working in tandem with each other.
No, they're not.
Tacos, chicken, Alfredo. There's a tandem there. Right? You love chicken tacos. Am I right?
I'm not eating that. I'm not eating chicken tacos from there.
Okay.
And again, the thing is, it can be mid, but the price point, it's really expensive for how bad the food
that
is.
That crazy. I think
come
it's,
on.
I think
it's not that crazy, but it is it's high
prices.
End.
It's higher end.
It's higher
it's
end.
Red Lobster, like Red Lobster and Cheesecake Factory, similar tier, right?
Do but they have that. Lobster.
But the lobster is terrible.
Who's keeping Cheesecake Factory in business?
Tons of people because
that's what I'm
people
saying. There's
are,
people that
fine.
Like it.
Yes,
how?
Plenty of people who like it.
It's guys, what do you guys think about Cheesecake Factory? Let us know.
We know we're talking about this months after everyone talked about Cheesecake Factory, but
hey, just the reality of the situation. Y'all know it's terrible. No,
Cheesecake Factory will be an ongoing debate for me.
I think it's going to be a 50-50 split. I think it's going to be right down. People are like, I hate it.
Cheesecake Factory has never been good.
And I will say that 1,000 times over, like this next story.
No!
Am I the asshole for telling my daughter I told you so and I'm not fixing it, even though it will cost her thousands to fix? My son pointed me to this website. I have a 26-year-old daughter named Ava. We helped her put a down payment on a house, and she is changing things in the home. I have told her so many times to hire a professional if it's not a DIY project. I had to fix so many of her projects, and I finally put my foot down telling her I will not help her from now on. Ava mentioned changing the tile in the bathroom, and I told her she should hire someone for that if she isn't using stick-on tile. Well, she went and tried to do it on her own, and she made a huge mess of the bathroom. She called me up and asked if I could fix it. I told her, I told you so. We have done this dance way too many times, and she needs to hire someone to fix it. She told me it will cost her thousands to fix, and I could just do it. I told her no again, and she called me a jerk. Now she has a messed up bathroom since she needs someone to save her to fix it, and she thinks I'm a jerk. Am I the asshole?
You're a great mom. No, you're not the asshole.
Definitely one of those moments where you're like, you're not listening to me.
Right.
And you need to learn because I can't. I won't be here to save you forever.
You know, just sounds like simple cause and effect to me.
Oh, no. My consequences.
Oh,
no. The consequences of my actions.
They've
arrived.
Good for the mom for putting her foot down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, it's like a short and simple story.
Yeah, cut and dry.
So top comment, not the asshole. Tile isn't that complicated. If she can't pay for somebody to do it, she needs to watch a few YouTube videos on how to do it. Put in the work and quit trying to cut corners. And OP responded, my daughter is not handy whatsoever. And for the average person, I think they can retile decently after some videos. With her, it's a no.
You know, some people just don't have the talent.
Yeah. If I'm judging her talent, it's probably like at a preschool level. Like this next story.
Transitions are hitting today.
I'm back, baby.
He is back.
They're falling out of my hands.
He's just watching transition after transition. Just go. They're flying.
Brandon, they're really passing you by. I mean, just time and time. Have you got one yet?
Let's get in there.
Yeah, did.
Oh, did
I
you?
I got one.
No, let's get in there, bud.
I got one, right?
Get your feet wet.
Yeah.
Or was that last one?
Your transition is nice. It feels good to transition.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just try
to talk to him like that. Leave him alone. Am I the asshole for...
Wait, are you guys dating?
They're dating?
No.
Oh.
They're giving couple vibes.
Yeah, it's giving couple.
We need to stop picking on him.
They're giving protection of it's my giving, man vibes.
It's my man.
It's giving the joke... died 30 seconds ago you need to stop.
Ooh.
She is like, really snapping back.
Like, that's your cousin, but like, you don't need to go that hard on him.
You don't even know my name.
Is that Cheetah Girls?
I'm a genie in a bottle.
You gotta
rock me the right way.
That's Christina Aguilera, isn't it?
Have you? Nope. Tangent.
Okay, yeah, that okay, you're, yeah, right, yeah, yeah. You're right.
Am
you're
I
right.
the asshole for complaining about the signs at my daughter's preschool? Am I the asshole for complaining about the signs at my daughter's preschool? My daughter, 3, just started preschool and has a teacher, I'm guessing college age, that is very honest.
Mm.
Sometimes coming off as a bit rude. I had to stop allowing my daughter to bring her toys to school because they always get lost, and this teacher is no help when it comes to finding them. She brought a little Lego creation that she wanted to show her friends and didn't have it at the end of the day. I asked the teacher where it was, and she didn't know. I asked her to look for it, and she said that there's no way she would be able to tell our Legos from theirs and that my daughter would not be getting any Legos back. Another time, she went to school with a sticker on her shirt, and she was crying when I picked her up because the sticker was gone. I asked the teacher to look for it, and she said, I will not be tearing apart my classroom and playground to find a sticker that fell off 4 hours ago.
A sticker? She wants, okay. So I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Like, I'm analyzing.
I'm just trying to understand the type of person we're dealing with here.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess you can keep going now.
Other kids have gone home with my daughter's jacket, and we've had to wait a week for it to get back. Lately, there's been two notices taped to the window that I am certain are written by this teacher. Mm. The first one says, "Your child is not the only one with a pink puffer jacket or Moana water bottle. Please label your child's belongings to ensure they go home with the right person." And the second one says, "We understand caring for a sick child is difficult, but 12 of them isn't any easier. Please keep your child home if they have any symptoms." In my opinion, there's absolutely no reason for these notes to be snarky and obviously aimed at a very specific parent. I complained to the director about this teacher's conduct and the notices on the window, but nothing has come of it. My husband thinks I'm overreacting. Am I the asshole for complaining?
Girl, the call's coming from inside the house, it sounds like.
Oh my gosh.
The call is coming from inside of the house. She's asking the internet, is she an asshole?
For complaining.
You know what? I challenge you to do some critical thinking and then come back to the internet and see.
A Lego, a sticker, and a jacket. Jacket, maybe.
The jacket
makes
Lego
sense.
And sticker?
The sticker. From Burlington.
The sticker.
So it's a real coat.
The sticker.
The sticker's crazy.
The sticker's ridiculous.
This is like
egregious, if you
this
will.
This is when a Karen's writing a story. Like, we're getting real time on the Karen writing of the story. Yeah. And like,
you guys agree, right?
And we're like,
Her
hair is like changing as blonde highlights.
No, it's going from this to.
Yeah.
The swoop is coming in.
No, it's like the Animorphs thing where she's like,
it's the ponytail.
It like goes in.
It's ponytail to the bob. Just.
Yeah.
Yep. So top comment really quickly, because we're already there. You are the asshole and ridiculous. Are you for real? You want a sticker back? You want a Lego back? Spend 1 hour in that place and see what happens. They're looking after the children, not their belongings. I used to volunteer at my son's daycare and preschool.
Oh, humble brag.
So I know what happens.
I'm a good dad.
She's been behind the scenes. She's seen
been
the horrors.
In the trenches.
Hey,
you talk about a sticker? This kid body slammed a kid off the top rope on the playground. We're trying to worry about
They're
lives.
They're trying to keep
there.
These children alive.
And I worry about a sticker.
Honestly, the people in the comments are actually pretty nice. They're just being like, I think you're not being reasonable.
You're
That's like all they're
reasonable.
Saying. They're like, this is not normal, ma'am.
Other Karens are like, even I wouldn't go this far. This is a little
this
bit
is too
far
much.
This is
the
too
sticker
much,
is a
ma'am.
Little wild. I think that's what you should have dropped.
I'm going to go
line.
Complain about my cold burrito at Taco Bell, but I'm not going to complain about a sticker.
Sticker.
My daughter had a sticker at the beginning of the day.
And it's gone.
Maybe
it's
that adhesive wore out. It got tired.
We have to ask
it
this
got tired.
Yeah,
did you
yeah.
ever think of that?
Its shift was over.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's act this one out. Yeah, we got to act this
sticker
one out.
Clocked out.
Okay. Who wants to be who?
I want to be a sticker.
Does anybody want to be? Well, okay, so.
I'll be the daughter.
Daughter.
No. Oh, yeah. Someone's got to be the sign.
Somebody has to be the sign. Somebody has to be the Lego.
Oh, we're playing all the pieces?
Yeah.
Well, somebody who's OP?
Is someone going to be OP?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I can be OP.
Okay, you're OP.
I'm too good at being Karen.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's in my blood.
Oh.
I just don't want to grow up
so
to be
OP,
one.
OP, daughter.
Sticker.
Sticker.
Notes.
I want to be sticker. Who's sticker?
I'm sticker.
Oh.
You're the note.
Yeah, you're the note.
Oh no! Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, the note that the sign that's on the door.
Yeah, the sign. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Dear Reddit, I was at my daughter's preschool today, and she came home complaining about the fact that her sticker was gone on her shirt.
Where am I?
My sticker. It was like right, mom. It was right
I
here.
Remember.
I know, honey.
I missed the sticker. It was my favorite sticker.
This isn't the first time that happened. A few weeks ago, my daughter brought her Lego to school that she wanted to bring to her friends and show her friends.
There's the Lego.
I can't wait till someone steps on me.
No, and I mean, that wouldn't be a good idea.
I can't wait till they step on me.
No, I take good care of my Legos.
Drop me down so
okay,
I can.
Okay,
so,
okay, I'll do it. Okay, okay. All right. But I lost you somehow.
At the end of the day, it's missing. So I go up to her teacher.
I'm missing
she's
my
a
Lego.
Nice, Help she's me. A nice woman. And I say, my daughter's sticker, I mean Lego, is missing.
Lego.
Is there any way you could get it back for me?
Hey,
wait, are you playing the teacher?
My Lego.
I'm over
I'm
here.
The signs.
Oh, you're the signs. Okay, okay.
I'm over here.
And she said, I can't no, bitch. You. And I was like, what the
I heard
hell?
That too. I did hear that. I'm a Lego, but I can't like.
I can hear my Lego. That's crazy.
Hey,
she said to me, and can you believe this? She said, no, that's not a reasonable request.
Where's the Lego?
That's not a reasonable request. And I said, ma'am, so today was the last straw. Because I was in the classroom.
I'm stuck under this desk. I'm a sticker.
My daughter lost her puffer jacket, and I see a sign that says,
please don't be dumb. You're not the only kid. Your kid is not the only kid with a Moana bottle. Your kid is not the only kid with a Princess Tiana jacket.
Oh.
If you want it back,
God dang.
Put a label on it.
The sign is going too. I'm a Lego
if
trying
your kid
to hurt
is
people.
Sick.
I'm a child
so
that I get this somehow.
You don't like a sick kid at home? I don't like a sick kid in my classroom.
And it said that.
This is a whole poster. Was this double space? Was this all single space?
It was single space.
It was single space.
Single space times New Roman.
And so I'm like telling my husband about this. And I'm like, hey, all babe. This stuff happened. And guess what he says to me?
You're overreacting. You're absolutely. Why did I marry you? You always a sticker, honey?
Yeah.
We have so many stickers.
Yeah.
And I said, no, it's not that sticker.
Wait, which one was it?
It was the Moana sticker.
No, you're still the jerk. We have Moana stickers.
It was the new little live action Little Mermaid sticker too.
I'm missing that sticker too as well. I don't know where that went.
You can miss me with that. You can miss me with that. I want a divorce.
Can I get a new sticker maybe or like?
And I'm going to leave out the part about the divorce. Honey, we'll go to counseling for that.
That's fine.
But am I the asshole? My husband doesn't agree with me. Post
and scene.
That's how you do that. Yeah. That was innovative. That was out of guard.
I like how the sign did have an attitude.
Yeah,
she was right.
Yeah. I really wanted to like
it was so
convey
long.
The passive aggressive nature of that. Because you really had to read in between the lines. Yeah. You know, there was a lot going on in between the lines.
Between the lines.
Yep.
Okay.
I feel like after posting like that, she would build up some new fences, you know?
No boys in the game.
We got him in there.
Woo!
Good job, B.
Woo!
This last one is from r/pettyrevenge. And it
we
says
love petty revenge.
And
but
it says
this one petty though.
Yeah.
Oops, forgot to tell my neighbor about our new fence.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. Run it.
I love neighbor drama.
I love neighbor stuff.
And HOA. Oh, don't get me started. Those are always the juicy stories.
So we moved to our new city 3 years ago, and we specifically told our realtor we would not buy a property that was subject to an HOA. She came through.
Smart.
No HOA. Apparently someone forgot to tell our neighbor though. Either that or our realtor didn't notice our house is in a two-member HOA controlled by our neighbor. She called the city because we got a dog. She called the city because we were in our backyard at night. She called because I gave her kid s'mores, lost it on my kid, and then called my daughter a liar when she was like, I don't need this. I have math homework. She also told us the property line is about 3 feet closer to our house than it actually is. I'm sorry, what? We had a boundary survey done before getting a privacy fence.
Oh,
forgot
man.
To tell her about that. And the contractors are out there now loudly installing the post.
Oh,
and I think their sprinklers are in our yard. Bummer. Edit, this isn't actually a two-property HOA. We just say that as a joke because she's constantly trying to tell us what to do. When we first moved here, we thought she was being helpful because this is our first experience with the suburbs. And we had moved to a new state. We realized pretty quickly that she just likes telling people what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So quick, a little petty revenge there.
Oop, the sprinklers are on our side.
Yeah.
I guess my grass will get watered.
That's kind of like something that I'm really scared about is getting a bad neighbor in the future.
They can like really ruin it for you.
Because they just terrorize you every single day.
Yeah.
Like
how though?
Okay, so there's this video on TikTok where it's like, it always has to do with a boundary line of a fence or something. Yeah. So this one that I was watching was this woman, her shrub was in the person's that was posting's yard.
Yeah.
They basically had bushes and flowers in their yard. And so they pulled them up because they had a bad experience with them. And so the neighbor would purposely start parking right in front of their mailbox. And so they had to get like a barrier built around their mailbox so they can't park like on the curb because they were parking right up against it. And then they put flowers next to it to make it look nice. And the neighbor would purposely step on it as they walk to their car every day. And then they slowly added like a fence, and they were mad about the fence because they're like, you're in our yard. But then they got what they said they got, which was
the laser,
the boundary survey.
Yeah.
They got the boundary survey done and realized that they had taken a good chunk of their yard. And so there's just videos like of them like pulling up the boundary survey thing just because they're mad. It's just every little day, little things to terrorize the people.
Yeah.
And that's not even the only one that I've seen. There's a lot of videos like that where just horrible neighbors.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when I moved in and I was like, I think it's my boundary. So I'm mowing this line. And he was like, no, it's over. You have more. You have to mow up to this. I'm like, and I did feel some type of way. I was like, why is that mine?
Uh-huh. That's not mine.
He's like, yeah, that's the boundary. I'm like, okay.
So well, thanks for telling me.
I mow up to the line now.
You should get a survey.
I should get a survey.
You should get a survey.
But then the survey would only tell me I have less. He's telling me I have more.
But then the moment you want to do something, he's like, hey.
Yeah.
I just need you to mow that.
If you don't want
to
mow that much anymore.
Which I don't.
Is it the guy that takes really good care of his lawn?
No.
Or is it the people on the other side?
People on the other side.
Gotcha.
Neither one on any of my sides take really good care of their lawns.
Well, there's one guy on your street that's like a little bit further up. Yeah, and no, he's always mowing his lawn.
He has a service and he pays for, yeah.
I could have swore he mowed it himself.
No, I saw him when I was driving. There was a guy with a mower who got off a truck. And I've seen the grass applicator people at their house too.
Are you a lawn guy?
The first year I moved in, I had like bought the service and my lawn looked so good. And I'm like, why did I do that? It looked nice, but I didn't feel like better.
Yeah.
I was just out money and it looked nice, but I'm like, this
I liken it to like a car wash.
What do you mean? We're all just like, huh?
None of us gave you anything. We were just staring at you.
We're like, huh?
Okay.
I'm mad no one gave you anything. That was
because I was like, she's gonna keep going to explain she where she's coming
just
from.
Stopped.
And then
she dropped it like she dropped the mic. She was like, that's it.
And so I'm like, And she didn't say anything, so I'm like, what do you mean?
It's like a car wash, right? And we're like,
you wash your car.
Mm-hmm. It's like an Arby's.
You feel good.
Don't
you feel good? You're like, oh my god, my car is clean, like everybody can see my car is clean. I can see my car is clean. And then that's it.
Well, isn't it? Well, I guess it's good for your yard to be like taken care of too. But isn't it good for your car to be like washed frequently, especially
in the like,
in
winter?
The winter?
Because yeah, the salt.
Yeah. Can it eat away at the paint?
It can eat away at it.
Rust it faster.
Salt's like nom, nom, nom.
Nom, 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 nom.
You ever seen Little House on the Prairie?
No.
No.
I have.
My mom talked about it, though.
Talk about, like, packing things in salt.
I've seen that.
Salt
belly pork. To preserve
stuff? Yeah.
Is that a musical?
That made me want to taste it. I'm reading Little House on the Prairie. I'm like...
And then... Because then when they put it, like, in holes in the
ground, they would put it, like, in, like...
Sorry.
Containers. Because they didn't have refrigeration.
Yeah.
That happened on the show called The Wilds. That's it.
Is that
That's
good?
It like was good, but it got canceled before it could finish. So if you don't want to watch it,
because
I'm like, they don't go anywhere with it, sadly.
And then shows like Elite are continuing way past when.
I'm sorry, but Elite needs to go.
It needs to go.
I haven't watched it for two seasons, and I should have stopped watching it three seasons ago.
Grey's yet?
Who?
Grey's Anatomy. Has that been?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Please. I hope so.
Grey's Anatomy is a show where I'm like, it's too long. I will never get
it.
It's too long.
It's too much to go.
Way too long.
like a half a year commitment.
Young and the Restless.
No. Right. Is Young and the Restless still going?
It's still going. Perfect. Yeah. A lot
it's
of
still
time.
Going.
It's the oldest soap opera.
Oh
ever.
My God.
Longest running soap opera.
Like, if you just wanted to start from the beginning, though.
You don't want to start from the beginning.
I don't want
the
to.
The best way to start now and then have someone who's watched it tell you. Because, like, four things
they
happen.
They can't even tell you because, like, this is generations worth of content.
Well, my mom will tell
me. Yeah, she'll be like, so this is why Nicki Newman knew Victor.
Exactly.
This is how they met each other. And this is the thing between her and Jack. Like, they had an affair. So that's, like, why Victor looks at him that way. You know, it's
speaking of, have you been watching General Hospital?
No, I stopped everything.
Oh, me too.
I love General Hospital, though.
I did. There was one episode.
Because we talked about Carly.
Carly. We
Carly
love Carly.
Carinthos.
My grandma was watching Young and the Restless, and there was one episode, and someone fell down the stairs and, like, died. But it's because he fell on a paper cutter. And I was like, and I'm, like, 10 years old seeing this, so I'm, like, thinking,
paper cutter.
Yo, this is about to be a crazy show.
That was Passions, probably. That sounds like a Passions thing.
It was so weird. Hmm.
You are my passion for life.
Well, we're going to continue talking about soap operas and singing, and we will see you guys next week.
Next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.